a psychic history. The first evidence of psychics goes all the way back to the Roman Empire. These people were called clairvoyants and would work as advisors. Everyone thought they had direct connections to the goddesses and gods. The psychics would communicate with the gods and give the royalty messages. Psychics were used to make important decisions. They were consulted about each decision. It didn't matter how minute or large. These decisions could be about going to war, government actions, and planting and harvesting their crops. All of this came with a cost. If royalty made a decision based on the psychic's advice and that decision turned out badly, the psychic could be jailed or killed. The role of psychics grew with the progression of civilization. When tribes formed, shamans had the psychic abilities. They were the doctors for the village. The shaman had an important role to play in society. They were at every ceremony to give cosmic energy. They performed divination, which means they would look into the future for answers, by using out-of-body experiences or clairvoyance. Psychics started using objects to help them conjure up spiritual energy. When their powers had advanced, they would use tools like bones, jewels, crystals, and divining rods. These items were used to encourage greater energy. Dice and dominoes are accepted to be tools for advanced psychic readings. Psychics developed the theory of luck. They informed that there is not good or bad luck. It is all energy. This energy is always around you and can control the outcome of certain situations. Most aren't aware of the energy they release into the world. This energy will get reflected back to them in a positive or negative way. This is why you must learn to control and understand your abilities. When organized religion gained popularity, they no longer accepted psychic abilities. Christian, Jewish, and Islamic leaders deemed psychics were evil beings, Satan worshippers, or witches. Religious leaders feared their ability of fortune-telling and thought it would cause people to stop coming to services. Foretelling is similar to psychic intuition and is the ability to sense that something is going to happen. The religious leaders thought they would be looked at as not having connections to higher beings. This caused psychics to be jailed, banished, or killed. The most famous historical story of psychics is the Salem Witch Trials. This took place between February 1692 and May 1693. A group of young girls convinced their whole village that many of their inhabitants were witches. It began simply enough with Betty Paris, who was 9, and Abigail Williams, who was 11. They began to experience fits in which they claimed were caused by witchcraft. Both women and men were killed for their so-called work with Satan. One man who was 71 years old was pressed to death. Several died in jail. Two of these fatalities were infants. 19 people were hung. Many were women. Around 200 people were accused of being witches. The Salem witch trials were led by the Christian church because they thought psychic abilities was insulting to their creator. A new court was created, and almost everyone got their sentence absolved and their good name back. Psychics are a normal part of our society today. That's not saying there aren't people out there who do not believe in this sort of thing. Police departments have used psychics to help solve cold cases and abductions. Research has shown that psychics are real and are an accepted area of study. Studies have shown that psychic abilities are similar to the energy in quantum physics. Physics can be seen on many TV shows as the main character. You can find many books out there on this subject. Religious leaders still disprove psychic abilities. They always warn their parishioners about the evils of physics. They always warn their parishioners about the evils of psychics. They write them off as frauds, devil worshippers, or con artists. In spite of huge amounts of evidence that these abilities do exist, psychics still remain as unwanted guests in most religious institutions.